Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Today is Saturday, July 3rd, 2021. On this day in 1988, a U.S. naval warship mistook a commercial airliner for an Iranian fighter jet. The plane was shot down over the Persian Gulf, killing all 290 civilians aboard. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Spotify original from Parcast. Due to the graphic nature of today's crimes, listener discretion is advised. This episode includes discussions of violence and murder that some people may find offensive. We advise extreme caution for children under 13. Today, we're covering the Iran Air Flight 655 tragedy. Let's go back to the Persian Gulf on July 3rd, 1988, at 10 in the morning. Captain William Rogers III stood at the helm of the USS Vincennes warship, barking out orders. His eyes narrowed on two spots in the distance where a couple of Iranian gunboats sped through the water. They were the enemy, and their presence spelled danger for the oil tanker that Rogers had been tasked with protecting. He commanded his crew to pursue them at top speed. Some of the officers in the hull gave their captain questioning looks, though no one dared to speak up. Just hours earlier, Rogers had been told by his superiors to change course and leave the area alone, but he was too aggressive. He didn't know how to back down. Behind the Vincennes, the USS Montgomery followed closely, continuing the pursuit. Reassured by their presence, Rogers grew emboldened. So when the Iranian gunboats got into firing range, he didn't hesitate. He didn't wait to confirm whether they were in international waters or Iranian waters. He didn't call into his superiors for permission. He simply acted. At 10:40 a.m., he ordered his crew to attack. The USS Vincennes fired at will. Both targets were devastated and started to sink into the water. The American crew erupted in cheers. But a few minutes later, at 10:47 a.m., one of the men monitoring the radar sat up a little straighter. There was an unidentified blip moving closer to them. The sailor jumped to the conclusion that it was another foreign combatant, possibly an Iranian fighter jet. He alerted his fellow crewmen, and for the next 2 minutes, there was utter panic and confusion. As they scrambled to confirm the unknown aircraft, the news went all the way up the totem pole to Captain Rogers. He had to make a quick decision. If the reports were correct and an F-14 fighter jet was on its way toward them, then the Vincennes was in grave danger. The Iranian aircrafts were equipped with Maverick missiles that could strike a ship from 10 miles out. Rogers had less than 5 minutes to decide. Should he shoot the plane down to protect his ship, or should he wait to confirm and risk annihilation? Rogers and his crew believed the plane was an enemy combatant, but they couldn't confirm one way or another. They needed to make contact to know for sure. At 10:49 a.m., the USS Vincennes sent out a distress signal asking the Iranian aircraft to identify itself. There was no answer. They sent another call out 2 minutes later. Again, no answer. Time was running out. Rogers knew they were less than a minute away from being attacked. If the plane was a fighter jet, it was surely on its way to blast them to smithereens. He had to protect his crew. At 10:51, just 4 minutes after learning of its existence, Rogers declared the unknown plane hostile. He told his crew to fire as soon as it was in range. 3 minutes later, at 10:54, the USS Vincennes fired two surface-to-air missiles, destroying the plane mid-air. What Captain Rogers and his crew didn't know yet was that the plane wasn't an F-14 fighter jet. It was Iran Air Flight 655, a commercial airliner with 290 civilian passengers, 66 of whom were children. And now, every single one of them was dead. Up next, we'll learn how this tragedy was swept under the rug.
The CIA. They're the first line of defense for the United States, analyzing intelligence to thwart any possible threats and keep us safe. Some of their involvements are made public, and others aren't. Hi, it's Carter from Parcast, and in honor of America's birthday, we're uncovering the cases you were never supposed to know about in the new series, Conspiracy Theories CIA Edition. From international assassination plots and mind control experiments to catastrophic cover-ups and secret societies fit for film, sift through the agency's most questioned and controversial affairs. Each week, Conspiracy Theories CIA Edition exposes the covert operations intended to protect us from conflicts, but end up creating conspiracies. Where does the truth lie? Where do the lies end? And how much do we really want to know? Follow the new Spotify original from Parcast, Conspiracy Theories CIA Edition. Listen every Thursday, free and only on Spotify.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Now back to the story. On July 3rd, 1988, the USS Vincennes warship, under the command of Captain William Rogers, shot a plane out of the sky. Rogers was acting under the impression that it was an enemy aircraft, but in reality, it was a civilian flight with 290 passengers aboard. There were no survivors. Immediately after the incident, the USA tried to cover its tracks. The Navy released a report claiming that Flight 655 had been descending towards the USS Vincennes in a threatening maneuver. It also claimed that the plane had been flying outside of its designated route at an alarming speed. But just over a month later, the Navy admitted in a follow-up report that this wasn't actually true. Iranian Flight 655 had done nothing wrong. In fact, it was actually ascending, flying along its designated route at a normal clip. Captain Rogers argued the attack was Flight 655's fault for not responding to the distress calls. But that, too, was proven to be out of the Iran aircrew's control. There was no reason a commercial airline pilot would be listening to military channels. But to really understand the full context of the tragedy, we need to take a step back and look at the events leading up to July 3rd, 1988. A year earlier, the USS Stark, another warship in the Gulf, was attacked by Iraqi missiles. It wasn't the only time an American vessel had been hit, but it was one of the most devastating. 37 Navy men died. Afterwards, the U.S. changed their rules of engagement. Before, they told their commanding officers to avoid confrontation whenever possible. Now, they ordered them to take more protective measures. That meant that Navy commanders were not only allowed, but encouraged to act quickly, decisively, and aggressively to protect American servicemen. While the U.S. called the Iran Air Flight 655 attack a regrettable accident, they refused to take any more responsibility than that. They admitted Rogers and his crew were under stress and had misconstrued the data, but the Navy still defended the sailors' actions and actually blamed Iran for the conflict. According to the U.S. government, if Iran had been less aggressive toward American ships, then Captain Rogers would never have shot down Flight 655 in the first place. Iranians, on the other hand, viewed the tragedy in a completely different light. They didn't believe the affair was an unfortunate accident. Iran worried the attack was proof that the U.S. was about to become far more involved in the Iran-Iraq war. The suspicions might even have contributed to Iran and Iraq's ceasefire, which they agreed to just a month later in August 1988. A year after that, Iran filed a lawsuit against the United States. For the next 7 years, the case dragged on in the International Court of Justice. Eventually, in 1996, the U.S. government paid $131.8 million to Iran, with $61.8 million going to the families of the victims. The Clinton administration admitted deep regret over the incident, although there was no formal political apology that explicitly admitted wrongdoing. The whole thing was superficial at best. There was never any punishment or further investigation into the events that led up to the attack. In 1990, the Navy awarded Captain Rogers the Legion of Merit for his outstanding service in the Persian Gulf. Today, although most Iranians vividly remember the Flight 655 tragedy, many Americans don't even know about it. Some call it a deliberate cover-up. Others say the lack of knowledge is caused by arrogance and apathy. Either way, on that day in July of 1988, 290 lives were lost. And that's something to always remember. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Spotify originals from Parcast for free on Spotify. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Paul Libeskin, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Trent Williamson, Carly Madden, and Bruce Katovich. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Alex Burns, with writing assistance by Terrell Wells and fact-checking by Cheyenne Lopez. I'm Vanessa Richardson.
Hi, it's Carter from Parcast. Every Thursday on Conspiracy Theories CIA Edition, we're uncovering secrets hidden deep within the archives of the Central Intelligence Agency to bring you a special collection of episodes from shows across our network. Follow the new Spotify original from Parcast, Conspiracy Theories CIA Edition. Listen free only on Spotify.